This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Moscow and Washington both have taken uncompromising stands ahead of more talks amid a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine. The U.S. has rebuffed a demand to halt NATO expansion, and the Kremlin says it will see if it's worthwhile to even keep negotiating. In Monday's talks in Geneva, Russia insisted on guarantees precluding NATO's expansion to Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations and demanded to roll back the military alliance's deployments in Eastern Europe. The U.S. firmly rejected those demands, and the U.S. envoy to NATO ruled out any concessions on the alliance's eastward expansion ahead of Russia-NATO talks Wednesday. The Kremlin has said Russia would wait for the outcome of this week's talks before deciding whether it's worth continuing the negotiations. The president of Kazakhstan has announced that its Russia-led security alliance will start pulling out its troops from the Central Asian country in 2 days after completing its mission. The mostly Russian troops were deployed to Kazakhstan last week by the Collective Security Treaty Organization, an alliance of six former Soviet states, at the president's request amid unprecedented public unrest. A protest over soaring fuel prices erupted in Kazakhstan on January 2nd and then quickly spread across the country. It turned violent after that. The president has blamed the unrest on foreign-backed terrorists. He said Tuesday that the CSTO will start withdrawing its troops in 2 days, and the process will take no longer than 10 days. Again, the president of Kazakhstan has announced that Russia-led security alliance, Collective Security Treaty Organization, will be pulling out its troops from the Central Asian country in 2 days.